Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Back in front on Juan Soto's 18th home run of the year.
There you go. You're welcome, Producer Evan. Yes, you have a home run from Juan Soto. You have a home run call from Gary Cohen. So you have the celebration that is a Mets win. It is only their second win in the last 12 games, but you know what? Celebrate it. Celebrate it. I'm sure there's going to be more coming. They hit just a little bit of a bad patch, and Juan Soto has helped them dig themselves out. Yes, that's why you got Juan Soto. All right, well, it's a great time to be alive. Baseball's been boring. I am back from boots on the ground all up and down West Coast. It was quite a ride, quite an adventure. I loved it. I loved seeing everybody. I loved talking to everybody. We're going to keep things going. And today, we're going to keep things going. We're going to pause. We're going to pause from the here and the now, the trade deadline stuff, the standing stuff, all of that stuff. Because every once in a while, it's important to pause just to understand how important some personalities are in this game, how important some really human realities are in this game, and how difficult sometimes the game makes life for some of these players. Anyway, all of it is wrapped up in this conversation I had with Lucas Ursic. Lucas was back on the podcast. He, of course, was on the podcast in the postseason, also in spring training, and now right just after his fifth anniversary of his sobriety, of becoming sober. That would have been June 9th, 2020. He just celebrated his fifth anniversary. He also had an adventure, which he talked about on the podcast, where he got a chance to talk to inmates about his life and about the challenges that have come with his life and being a big league baseball player, and how the challenges in as being a big league baseball player sometimes feel like just as big as any of those inmates that he spoke to. Anyway, so Lucas is always awesome to talk to. We always appreciate it. And once again, since this is such a momentous occasion, this fifth anniversary of his sobriety, I really felt honored to just be able to sit down with Lucas to talk a little bit about where it all started, where the sobriety started, how it started, why it started, the impact that he has had, and just all of it. Once again, every once in a while, it's important just to take a breath and understand the important stuff in life. And this, certainly for Lucas Ursic and everybody around him, and everybody, hopefully, who listens to this, understands this is the important stuff in life. All right, @BB isn't boring. Appreciate everybody. It's been a great week. It's going to be a great week. It's going to be a great month. It's going to be a great year. It's going to be a great rest of the season. Right now, we sit, we pause, we appreciate Lucas Ursic. All right, there's absolutely no human being on the planet I'd rather be talking to right now than Lucas Ursic. I appreciate it, man. Like, I appreciate the times that we have talked. I can honestly say have been some of the most insightful interviews that we've done.
And so I appreciate every time I see you. But we were just talking about congratulations on your 5 years sobriety.
Thank you. Yeah.
I mean, this is the most important anniversary. Like we have guys saying, "Hey, you know, 10 years in the majors," and which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Sure. Yeah.
It's awesome. But this is what we should take 2 seconds to appreciate and celebrate this, right?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, what did that mean to you when you got to that? And tell me the date again.
June 10th, 2020.
Okay. So just tell me, kid, to go through about like how that felt. That day.
It was funny. I woke up that morning and hadn't really thought about it, right? Like, same thing. I just turned 30 in May, and my wife had reminded me a couple of times, like, before I went to the field that it was my birthday, and I kept forgetting, and it was more or less the same thing with my sobriety date, but, you know, just getting to that five-year mark is special, right? I call it a milestone. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, whatever it is, but... just to kind of look back on the last 5 years of my life and like see the situation that I'm in now, all kind of dates back to making that decision on June 10th and during that COVID year, just making my lifestyle changes and knowing that I was kind of taking myself down the wrong road. So being able to look back on that and see what has come, you know, what has come into reality for me in terms of where I wanted to be in my baseball career, where I wanted to be with my relationship with my wife, all that stuff culminates to that decision. So I'm eternally grateful. You know, I make sure every day I step out onto the field, I say hi to fans, I soak it all in because this is truly special. Mm-hmm. You know, you said 10 years in the big leagues is a milestone, right? And that's something I really look forward to, but even if I don't get there, you know, I want to make sure that every day that I'm here, I truly, like, soak it all in and you know, have it with a grain of salt that I'm here for a reason and it wouldn't be without my sobriety that this is all possible.
Before we get to some of the stuff that you've done recently, I know you've told the story, but take me through that day, if you can, the 5 year, when this started, when your sobriety started, if you can, about that decision.
Yeah.
And looking back out of it, well, now you can look back 5 years later and say, man, that was probably like a tougher, maybe it seemed tougher then than it does now, or maybe it seems tougher now than it does it then. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was for sure tough when I first started. Yeah. I'd say the first 3 months of my sobriety was more or less the worst days of my life, just because, you know, I was so used to having alcohol in every fathom of my life, whether it go to workouts, I'm having a drink in the morning just to get over my hangover, you know, doing that, all that type of stuff. So like I was losing a bunch of weight, I was not eating, I could hardly drink water, right? I think when I went out to Sugarland and played in that indie ball league during COVID, I think I was about 170 pounds. Just, you know, I was skin and bones, right? But going out there and being on my own, you know, on a flip of a dime, you know, my agent kind of found that out, or found that role for me, and I said, yeah, I'm all for it, right? I wanted to play. I didn't want to sit around in the Arizona heat while trying to manage, you know, not drinking and being around all the same friends that I was used to drinking with and all that stuff. So when I went out there, it was kind of like that first test of, you know, can I maintain the sobriety even with my wife not there? You know, I'm out on my own. I'm meeting all these new guys that are kind of, you know, going through that journey of trying to...
Do they even know?
My teammates?
Yeah, when you're around other people, like, do they know that what you're trying to do?
No. And I remember, you know, the first thing I did when I got my physical in Sugarland and got my hotel room situated, ran down to, like, I want to say it was like a Sprouts or a Whole Foods, something like that, and I bought like 8 cases of sparkling water, because that was kind of like you get the carbonation, right? You get that fixation of beer and stuff like that. So I just wanted to make sure that I had the first week under control. But I remember one of the first couple of nights, you know, I think we had practiced, you know, my first couple of practices with the team out there. Get back to the hotel, and obviously I think we had like the four teams out there were all staying at the same hotel, unless they lived around that area. I remember one of my teammates, he was in the next hotel room over from me, And I was playing video games with my buddies back home, and I had my sparkling waters out, and I was absolutely pounding them. But, you know, my teammate was a huge bourbon guy. Like, he had, I think, three suitcases. One was full of clothes. The other two were full of different kinds of bourbons. He had, like, the little glasses and everything. And he came over to our room. We were sharing. We had roommates and stuff. But, you know, he came over to my room and put a, you know, I don't know what those little bourbon glasses are called, but they're little three-ounce glasses.
Yeah.
Put one right on top of my PS4, and he poured bourbon in it. And that was, like, my first, like, oh, my God, this is happening. I don't know how to – this is the first time I'm kind of having to explain myself and my situation and all that. So I straight up told him, I was like, hey, listen, man, like, as much as I would love to partake, you know, have a drink with you, this and that, you know, recently 3 months sober, you know, I'm a bit of a recovering alcoholic right now. And you know, I really want to maintain my sobriety and, you know. And before I could even finish saying that, he took the glass away and he's like, dude, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah.
And it's been more or less exactly like that when I share that with people.
I was going to say, how many times have you had to do that? Probably a lot.
A lot. Yeah, but, you know, obviously it's I've gotten more comfortable with it, right? I don't really divulge. I just, you know, I'm good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and but at that time it was kind of like my, like I said, the first situation where I felt so uncomfortable because I was fighting the urges, but at the same time I had to kind of like put myself in a vulnerable position, be like, hey, listen, I struggle with alcoholism and you know, this is something that I really need to change in my life. And like I said, before I could even finish telling him, he took it away and he's apologized right away. And I said, hey, listen, I appreciate it, you know. I still play golf with him all the time.
But for you, that moment must have been like sometimes there's checkpoints of that, of moving forward.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, nowadays I don't even urge for it. Like, I don't really have cravings at all. I, you know, my wife and I, when we go out to dinner, she has a couple of drinks, you know. So, like, for me, it's kind of, I look at drinks, I'm like kind of takes me back a little bit, kind of scares me, and so now I know how to deal with it, how to cope with when I do have urges, right, if you want to even call them that, but it's been
so
awesome.
5 years, listen, it's to do what you did is unbelievably awesome, and also, and we talk a lot about the major league lifestyle, I mean, this is just a reality,
yeah,
it's not normal.
Yeah,
but it is not normal. There's travel, there's away from your wife. There's it's all around.
Yeah,
right? I would imagine that's another part of it. Being able to hand, like, you figured that part of it.
Sure.
Out,
yeah. Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and it's kind of a funny story. But when we were celebrating in the playoffs last year, everyone was kind of spraying champagne, and I was kind of on the outer circle, right? Everyone was spraying champagne, but I remember moments where champagne would kind of get on my face and start running down my mouth, and I would remember going,
oh, you spitting
it. Yeah, yeah, it's like dripping down my beard and my mustache, and I'm just like, no, this isn't it. You know what I mean? But it didn't make...
Things that you never thought you had to do, right?
Exactly, yeah. And it didn't make me uncomfortable or anything. I just didn't want, you know, I didn't want guys looking at me and I'm going, you know, like this or anything. But yeah, no, it's been easy, right? Like, and I tell this to everyone, you know, it all comes down to, you know, making a choice, right? You have to make a choice in every single second of your life, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish every day. And you know, if I know I'm making the right choice with each step, I know I'm putting myself in the best decision or best position to, you know, create that success. And you know, looking back, like I said, on the last 5 years of my life, it's been a culmination of that. So,
did you do anything on the anniversary?
No, but the day before, I think I just mentioned to you, on June 9th, I went out to Boonville Correctional Facility, which is in Boonville, Missouri. We had an off day at home that day, and went out and spoke with, you know, a bunch of, you know, inmates and you know, people out there. The head chaplain at the correctional facility reached out to me last year when I first got traded over, and I told him, hey, listen, I can't really find the time right now. I'm just focused on trying to find a place to live in Kansas City and get my wife situated and all that stuff. And, you know, we were in the playoff race, so I just, I told him, you know, next season, if I'm still here, like, I'd be more than willing to come out there and talk to these guys. So
what was that like?
Awesome, man.
Really?
It was awesome, yeah. You know, I think leading up to that point, I wasn't really nervous. I was kind of excited to, you know, just talk to these guys, have my words kind of resonate with them. But, you know,
but you don't know, like, that's, I would imagine walking in there, I mean, I've never been in jail, but like,
it was pretty, not hectic, I don't want to say the wrong word, but it was pretty
regimented. Or
no, it just kind of took me back, right? Like, yeah. it's realistic. I'm inside these walls with barbed wire. Yeah. And I'm, you know, they're taking us on this tour, and we're walking by guys, and they're kind of looking at us, and not in a derogatory way or anything, but just like,
who's a new person?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And but it was cool to find out that, you know, they had so many resources. They were, you know, school courses to get their GEDs and all that stuff. They had other courses with, you know, learning how to use excavators and all that stuff. Nationally certified courses, so that when they do get out of prison, they already have their certifications to get into the whatever field they want to do. Yeah. They had wood shopping courses. They build a lot of things for, you know, handicapped people and other organizations, and they kind of sell them so that they can reuse the money to buy more wood and create more things. So it's this whole, I mean, they have it awesome, right? The resources down there are really cool.
What's a good question that was asked? I wouldn't say the best question, but
you know, I think one that resonated with me the most was, you know, they asked me when times are tough and when you are dealing with those negative thoughts or those pessimistic outlooks on your life and what the situation you're in is. You know, I basically told them, like, you know, every day is going to have its struggles, right? I'm not going to wake up feeling great. I'm not going to wake up not sore, right? I'm not going to wake up after a bad outing and kind of have the best outlook on my life, right? So the hardest thing for me to accomplish that day is to immediately try and flip that mindset to something positive, right? Like flipping your mindset to a positive outlook on your life. Mm. And, you know, I told them that it starts with the choice you want to make, right? And I talk about perspective. I talk about making the right choices all the time. You know, you're fighting your inner demons telling you can't do something. You know, like when you fight those inner demons back and you talk to yourself and you make yourself realize that, you know, happy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is a choice. You can accomplish more things than you thought you would with that positive outlook. So for me, it was just like, you have to maintain that positive outlook every single day. And, you know, like I said, it's not going to be the easiest every single day. You're not going to have success with that every single day. But the more you can kind of compound those days of positive, 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 it kind of creates a pathway for you to maintaining that, right?
Good advice.
Yeah.
Were they, like, sometimes I go to a college say, like, in you go to a journalism class and half of them are wearing sweatpants and not paying attention. Were they pretty, did you feel like they were pretty, like, locked in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it was cool to, you know, while I was talking and answering questions, it was cool to look out there and see them taking notes and truly giving me their eyes and listening to everything I had to say. Made me feel great. I can only assume that it made them kind of feel good about what I was saying. After we got done, I mean, a majority of them came up to me and shook my hand, you know, telling me thank you, you know. I know it made them feel good, but it made me feel good because, again, I'm putting myself in a vulnerable position talking about, you know, all the bad things I've done in my life and how I've kind of overcome those things. You know, the position that I'm in, being at the big league, you know, in the big leagues and living this lifestyle is something not a lot of people can say they can do. So in a sense, I felt bad, right? I felt like I was not talking down to them, but talking at them instead of talking to them. So when we first started, I just wanted to make sure, hey, listen, these cameras are here. I'm not trying to market myself. I'm not trying to do this for Instagram likes or anything like that. I'm doing this because reaching out was the best thing that I could have done for myself in getting started with, you know, my sobriety. And, you know, something else important that you can do to improve is to obviously extend your hand out and ask for help and like I said, put yourself in uncomfortable positions and in vulnerable positions to just find ways to create that positive mindset to create that success.
One of the things I was just talking to Dylan Cease about this because he's a really interesting guy. But as your Tyler, one of the things that I really enjoy about doing this is that like I listen to you and I'm like, it makes me think. You know, I listen to a lot of podcasts, whatever it is, but I listen to you, it makes me think, it makes me say, like, well, when you're saying what you're saying, like, how can I pass that on to my kids? You know, I just wanted to say that, like, that's really impactful stuff.
I appreciate that.
So, the last thing is, if this is a complete about phase, the trade deadline a year ago, I'm just sort of anxious to get your perspective.
Yeah.
Of what that life is like.
Yeah, I mean, right? it was crazy.
Right,
was
but
crazy.
A month, so you're like a month out, right? Is this about the time where you're like, yeah, I might be moving on or whatever?
Yeah, last year, I didn't really expect to get traded. I know the trade talks are this and that, the rumors, there's trade packages all over, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff. I never really associated myself with that, like thinking it would be a reality, so... I mean, I remember when I did get traded, it was also the day we closed on our house. So we were dealing with that. I get traded. I'm on a plane that night to meet the Royals in Chicago. Meanwhile, my wife is driving me, you know, back to San Francisco. Or she had to drive to San Francisco because I had just gotten there. Drive me back home. I had to pack up all my stuff. She had to drive me back to San Francisco airport. Then she had to drive back to Walnut Creek, which is about an hour each way.
Yeah.
She had to pack up her apartment, or our apartment, pack up my car, drive my car to Oakland, drop it off in Oakland, Uber back, pack up her car, drive it down to Arizona the next morning, and then from Arizona, drop off a bunch of our stuff at our newly bought home that we just closed on. Then she's renting a car and driving to Amarillo the next day, and then staying the night there with both of our cats, and then the next day driving from Amarillo to Kansas City. And, I mean, just to imagine, like, the thoughts going through my head are one thing, but to have somebody in my life that is just able to do that on a dime and just be like, okay, here we go, you know what I mean, and not complain about it and not, you know, constantly complain to me that the drives are long and this and that, it's a blessing.
Things that people don't realize about being traded.
I mean, she deals with, you know, we just bought another car and my wife's dealing with all that while I'm at the field getting ready for the game and trying to, you know, stay in my routine and all that. And she's, you know, she's my secretary, she's my accountant, she's my wife, she's my, you know, like everything, right? So it's just another thing that people kind of don't realize about this game and about the lifestyle is there's a lot more to it, right? Like the travel obviously sucks, you know, being in a different state and playing against a different team every 3 or 4 days is crazy, and this and that. You're dealing with the hot weather in Kansas City in the summer, right? It all goes into it, but you know, to have a foundation like my wife is truly
awesome. Tell me your first name again.
Emma.
I know Emma follows us.
Yeah.
And so she is officially getting a huge amount of baseballs and boring.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it.
Cool. Man. Yeah, Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.